we're playing so small, so quiet. And it's like, man, being quiet is not going to help you to prosper. If you don't change your energy, if you don't change your environment, if you don't take some sort of action, if you don't start fueling your mind with positive information and positive affirmations and start working on your health and stop surrounding yourself with fucking idiots that put you down all the time, allowing yourself to continue to tolerate bullshit behavior, and then you wonder why life isn't changing for you. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode on this extraordinary platform. Life is definitely challenging. There's always, you know, peaks and valleys. And I think having that open mind of realizing that, you know, when it's good, enjoy it, but it, sometimes it's going to be shit. And, you know, that's how you really grow. I'll be honest, you know, the challenges that I go through, the stress, the pressure, you know, of building a business or, you know, all the clients that I work with, the daily challenges, even like when I set up my podcast platform and getting on here, you know, there's, I'm about to start and I realized that the camera's not plugged in and I'm like, oh shit, that's not working. And then I've got to set up my phone, all the, you know, live stream. I go live streaming while I'm recording as well on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at the same time. So, you know, for me to get set up for an episode for the podcast is also like a little bit overwhelming. It's a little bit like, you know, I've got the lighting, got a light here, a light there, you know, to make sure everything's, you know, beautiful and working and perfect. And, you know, and it's so easy for you to get frustrated and for you to, like, whatever it is in your life that you're trying to achieve, that you're trying to do, you know, time is freaking ticking, time is flying. And it's like, what's your routine like? What are you doing every single day? What are you, you know, focusing on and achieving, you know? And that's why all of a sudden, like, it can get so much for some of us that we give up. You know, and this is really where you grow. If I had given up because I'm just like, oh my gosh, I need to travel to Australia. How am I going to do my podcast? Oh my gosh, I got to set my podcast up. I've been traveling around the world, ladies and gentlemen, freaking taking this podcast microphone with me, my laptop, all my smartphones that I use for my streaming, everything. I've been living out of a suitcase and traveling around the world. This is how my life has been over the last few years. But, you know, I look forward and I'm like, well, you know, one day maybe I'm going to have my own podcast studio where actually, you know, I don't have to set everything up. You know, everything's already set up. It's all there. It's done and dusted. Or maybe it's just going to be a studio in my house where I'm like, that's the podcast studio. I don't have to touch anything. It just stays there. This is the life I've chosen to live. You know, it's not supposed to be perfect at the start. You guys have to realize that your life and where you are right now is not supposed to be where you want it to be or where it's supposed to be. You've got to just agree that this is where you are. This is the reality that you have. And this is what you have to make do with for now before you get to where you want to be. But yeah, I think about the future and I think about, like, especially podcast studios and podcast, you know, in the future where this is going to be at. And at the moment, as you guys can see, like, the Luke Mindpower podcast is a podcast where I talk. It's not necessarily a podcast like the School of Greatness and all these other podcasts out there that interview people. You know, I can interview people. I know how to do it. I'm very good at it. That's what I started with. You know, but again, and I think this is a beautiful thing to not conform to the world, you know. You can be out here and going, you know, yeah, I want to be like that or be like this. But the truth is, I know what I speak. I know how I speak. I know how I deliver the message. And when I'm speaking versus when I have an interview with someone, it's completely different energy, you know. And I see the stats on my YouTube as well. I get more views than anyone that I bring on to my podcast. Like, I can bring on Tony Robbins. But when I do a single podcast episode by myself, more people are engaging, more people are listening, more people are commenting, more people are viewing when I'm speaking, not when I have a podcast guest. So I look at this and I go, well, what's working? And you have to look at your life as well and ask yourself, what's working, what's not working? What am I doing that isn't getting me the results? And you have to pay attention to that, because if you don't pay attention to that, you'll keep going in the wrong direction, thinking, I need to be like this, I need to do it like this, because other people are doing it like that. And then you're going to fucking lose. Paying attention, man. Success leaves clues. If you look at the statistics of what it is that you're doing, or you look at the numbers, or you look at the results, you can see. Just thinking about that, you know, it's almost like I was like, I'm going to have a podcast studio in Dubai, and I'm going to bring people, and I'm going to interview them. But the thing is, I don't know if I'm going to do that. Because I don't really care about interviewing people. My purpose is to spread information that is going to resonate with people, that's going to help people to wake up to their greatness, to live their dreams, live their best life. And I'm only expressing this and sharing this information just because of the life I'm living and the experiences that I've been through and what I'm learning within my own journey of working with all the amazing people that are investing in themselves that want to heal and grow. So a lot of my experience also comes from people overcoming their traumas and me helping them build confidence and getting to that masculine and feminine balance of their life so they can actually feel peaceful, be in flow and alignment and live their freaking best life. You know, so I actually do gain a lot of knowledge from all of my clients that I work with. You know, it's not from me sitting down. You know, it's firsthand information, firsthand experience. It's not me sitting down with a book, reading a book of psychology or you know, I just don't do that, guys. You know, so many of you guys ask me, what are your qualifications? I'm like, I'm fucking self-educated. I've lived life. I've overcome my own insecurities. I'm fucking setting boundaries. I'm speaking up for myself. I'm standing up for myself. I'm not conforming to what you think I need to be or what I need to do. I'm protecting my fucking energy. You know, I'm very conscious of like what I surround myself with, what I watch. Even though there's a lot of shit out there, it's like, be careful because the social media platforms are not designed to help you to prosper. And they will help you to fail if you let them because everything is mental. And you can either be conditioned in a really good way or you can be conditioned to live in scarcity and fear and feel like the world is falling apart. And that's why I really invite you guys to pay attention to how much time you actually spend on social media, because our minds have changed since 20 years ago. You know, you can sit there and you know that I'm right. You can sit there. It's because I've done it too. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. And I'm trying to learn and become more aware of it as well. You can sit there for fucking 2 hours and it would just go like that because you're just scrolling. Oh, that's funny. Let me watch that. Oh, next one. And before you know it, you know, it's 8:30, then it's 9 o'clock. And then you're like, oh, that's fine. 9:15, you know, 9:30. Oh, yeah. 9:45. And then you're like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? You know, it's almost like you've been hypnotized. So my reason for sharing this is just bring yourself back to the awareness of being intentional with your time and what you're focusing on, what you're actually doing. Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to condition yourself? Are you trying to condition yourself in a positive way, change your mindset? Are you listening to motivational videos? Are you listening to things that are actually inspiring or uplifting or helping you become a better version of yourself? Or are you watching stuff that is causing you to go down a tunnel of fear of what you can't control? Because there's a lot of shit out there, you know, and everything that you watch is what you get conditioned with. I'm in the hope that, you know, I post content, I keep building all my social media platforms. You know, it's crazy to think that I have on Instagram is like, at the moment, it's over 666,000 people on Instagram, 1.2 million on TikTok. And so I get it, okay? I'm posting content, it's valuable, people are encouraged, people love it. I get continuous, constant feedback from people. I was going through my TikTok DMs, which I don't get to do very often, and so many people are just like, thank you so much for what you're doing, thank you for dancing, thank you for sending me this positive energy, you fucking saved my life. You know, I was thinking of killing myself, and because of your dance videos I didn't, you know. And so like, I understand the power of what I am and who I am and what I put out there. And so I also have to protect myself too, because there's probably a lot of people out there that don't like what I'm doing, you know, and they're, you know, skeptical or questioning, you know, who is this guy, you know? So I don't know. I'm not one to really, I don't care about the fame. I don't want to be out there and fucking hanging out with all these high profile people. I couldn't give a fuck. You know, my purpose is to hold my space, protect my energy, protect my peace, and just be a positive impact and force in the world. But in doing that, be the light. There's a lot of darkness out there, and the darkness will always try and bring you down. And people are out there, unfortunately, they're hurt themselves and they have other agendas. And, you know, my purpose is not to get involved with all that shit. And my purpose is really just to use these platforms to put out good energy out there, to put out inspiration, motivation, to help you to keep moving forward every single day, because it's hard. It's crazy how so many of us are not living our best lives. And it's like, well, why? It's like, well, because you don't think highly of yourself, but you don't have confidence in yourself. You haven't built a relationship with yourself. You haven't learned to love yourself. You haven't overcome your fears and your doubts and your limitations and your insecurities and the stuff that you've been through in the past. Everything is in your mind, and in your mind is where you create your thoughts. You think. So if you're thinking in a really negative way, or if you've been through negative experiences time and time and time and time and time again, you'll fall into a deep slump of like thinking the worst. And then then when you think that way about yourself, that then transmutes into an energetic response within your body, which then makes you feel really low. So not only are you thinking really negatively, but your body is responding to this low vibration. So if your body is reacting this way, well, there's a reason why you would feel depressed. There's a reason why your body would start having panic attacks, because it's depleted. It's on such a low vibration. You're not pouring into yourself. You're constantly thinking the worst. You're not happy with yourself. And so that's just a response. All it is your body saying, I'm not happy. I'm depressed, or I'm having anxiety. I'm having panic attacks. So pay attention to that, because it's all coming from your head. But where does it come from your head? How does it get into your head? Well, it gets into your head because of a shit relationship. It gets into your head because of a shit workplace experience. It gets into your head because of a job that you keep going to that you fucking hate. It gets into your head because of negative experiences that you went through as a child that you haven't healed from or processed, and it's still there, continuously overthinking about it every night, or it's still hidden there. Maybe it's even been blocked off because it's such a traumatic experience that, you know, your neuropathways have just been blocked like that, and your mind will do that for you just to block it out. So, and it could be because of, you know, friendships or relationships that you've had that have been really, really negative and draining, and people have been just zapping your energy because you're such a people pleaser and you want to be accepted and loved and you want to fit in and you want to be included. And so that you give of yourself so much, and then you have nothing left for yourself. So you're drained and depleted. Right? It could be because people have bullied you and have been physically abusive to you, or spoken down to you, like calling you an idiot, or you're stupid, or you're not intelligent, or, you know, you're a worthless piece of shit, or shut your mouth, no one's talking to you, or whatever that is, right? Over time, you know, that has such a negative impact on the way that you think, which then transmutes into the way that your body is responding because of your mind. So it's not necessarily that you're in this deep, dark place. It's like that, there's a reason for all of it. Your environment is everything. I will keep telling you this, guys. Why I'm so positive, why I'm so empowered, why I'm so in alignment, why I'm so in my power is because I'm very conscious of who I surround myself with. And like, you got to turn up the volume on getting relentless. You got to turn up the volume on your dreams, your goals, and where you want to be in your fucking life. Because if you keep doing the same shit, you'll keep being the fucking same. Nothing's going to change. It's up to you. It's your responsibility to go, you know what? Fuck, man. All right. Luke's making sense. I got to surround myself with Luke. Like, come and do my program. I'm fucking here. I'm working. I'm coaching with people every fucking week, every day. You know, and you guys are sitting around going, how do I change? It's like, fucking send me a message. Write the word 2222. And I'll book you on a call with my team so we can get you started, so you can change your life and stop get out of your fucking way. Stop being your own worst enemy. Stop sitting here going, oh, when's it going to change? It's never going to fucking change if you don't take action. You know, you're the one that's responsible for your dreams. You're the one that manifests your goals and your dreams. It's up to you. You know, so sometimes we don't realize that our success is just one click away. Our success is just one message away. Like, literally, if you send me a message right now, you write the words numbers 2222 on Instagram. I've set that up so you get a message straight away, and that's going to help you to book on a call with my team so that we can learn a little bit more about you, so that we can see if and how we could possibly help you. And then bang, 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 all of a sudden you've changed your life just like that. And if you're ready, then fucking do it. That's the thing, but, you know, when are you going to be ready? Some of us are like, well, maybe in 2 months' time, oh man. It's like, fuck, life is short, man. The more time you waste, the less time you have. We think we're going to live forever. It's like, you ain't living forever, man. You got the next 24 hours, maybe not even. You know, focus on what you have now. And what you do now is what you become tomorrow. And what you become tomorrow is what you become the following day. And this is the beautiful thing about everything that you do today is helping you either become a better version of yourself tomorrow or a shitter version. So you have to choose. Am I becoming a better version of myself or becoming a shitter version of myself? What am I doing to invest in myself? What am I doing to become a better version? What am I listening to? What kind of conversations am I having? Am I being inspired or empowered by the things that I'm doing every single day today? Like, I know for sure that you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, yeah, well, I'm here, Luke. I'm sitting, I'm listening to the podcast. Fucking fantastic. But when you get off this podcast, what's next? How are you going to deal with the circumstances of your life and what has evolved thus far? Because that's really where things have to change. There are things in your life that have created the reality, the choices, decisions that you've made that created the reality of where you're at right now. So if you want to change them, man, we've really got to turn to volume. Like, some of us are just on volume number one. Some of us are completely switched off. We're completely switched off from being a little bit more aggressive. You know, we're dimmed so much. We're playing so small, so quiet. And it's like, man, being quiet is not going to help you to prosper. But if you don't change your energy, if you don't change your environment, if you don't take some sort of action, if you don't start fueling your mind with positive information and positive affirmations and start working on your health and stop surrounding yourself with fucking idiots that put you down all the time, allowing yourself to continue to tolerate bullshit behavior, and then you wonder why life isn't changing for you. You know, we get really tied up into materialistic possessions when really all we need is ourselves and peace, you know? And I get it. We work hard for our houses, our mortgages, our bills, our bank accounts, and all this shit. We get attached to these materialistic possessions. You can't never take any of that with you, you know? And I know that, like, I've worked with so many people going through divorces and courts and lawyers and all this stuff. Some of these cases go for like 3, 4, 5 years because you're fighting about $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, and it's stressful, you know. And rightly so. You wanna fight for what's right, for what's yours. You know what I mean? You don't want to let someone get what they didn't deserve. And it's crazy to think that people do feel entitled. You know, oh nah, doesn't matter, because I was married to you for fucking 5 years or 10 years, I deserve this or I owe this. I don't know, man. Like, I think about it myself, and I'm just like, I get it. Like, I know, because it's always, you know, like I say, you know, those who judge don't understand and those who understand don't judge. And there's always two sides to the story, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and go, why can't you just be amicable? Why can't you just kind of settle, you know? But I just see it like this, you know, my peace is my power. And investing time into something that is going to take 3 or 4 years of my life, when I know that I could drop something and just go, you know what? And I know I heard this, one of my friends was telling me, you know, she went through a divorce. She knew she had to get separated, and 2 or 3 years later she made the divorce final, and she had investments or some sort of investments with her ex-husband. And basically, when she got divorced, they sold the house. They got half each, but then she also had investments with him that she hadn't received back yet. But because of the amount of peace that she all of a sudden had, because she had separated, she bought herself a new house. She wasn't willing to go back and try and fight for those investments, whatever it was, because of her peace. She had the peace, and that was all she wanted. And she was like, I don't give a fuck about the money. You can fucking take the money and fuck off, you know? And I was like, you know what? Fuck yes. Like, your peace of mind is everything. You know, sometimes we invest so much time into something where instead of investing into that, you could be investing into your future. You could let the past, leave it in the past, whatever, you know, and fucking just move forward and have that peace, you know? But I get it. You know, you got to fight for what's right for you and do what's right for you. But pay attention to the amount of peace or anxiety or stress that something is going to bring you. And if it's a long-term journey of like 5 years of stress, is it really worth it? Is it worth being unhealthy? Is it worth the stress that it causes you? You know, you have to think about that. So, you know, because your health is your wealth, you know, and it's always the case. You know, they say, well, what you eat today is going to amount to who you become in 10 years' time. The stress that you go through now is going to be the reason why you either are healthy or sick in 10 years' time, you know, and we don't see that because it's in the now that we're living and we're trying to make the best decisions for ourselves right now, you know. But Yeah, I had to learn 6 years ago that, you know, I had to have a relationship with myself because I was getting stressed because I wasn't in a relationship. I wasn't attracting a healthy relationship. I was believing that if I am in a relationship or if I find a girlfriend or I find a woman, then I'm going to be happy, you know, and I was just conditioned by people around me because everybody was in a relationship at the time and I didn't feel good enough within myself, you know. So if I'm not in a relationship but everybody else is in a relationship, well, then what's wrong with me? Well, there's something wrong with you, Luke. You're not worthy of love, you know. And I listen to these positive affirmations. I share this with my clients every single week. And one of the things by Ray Lewis on Spotify, he says, I love myself and I am lovable. And when I hear those words, I love myself and I am lovable, I'm just like, fucking oath. Yes, I do love myself and I am lovable. I'm not lovable because somebody doesn't want to love me. Fuck you. I love me. I'm lovable. I decide whether I'm lovable or not. I don't let the world decide, well, Luke, you're too tall, you're too skinny, you're too lanky, if you're a bit shorter, oh, I don't like the way your nose is, you know, I don't like how your hair is, or, you know, I don't like the way you talk, you know, so I don't want to be with you. Well, fucking whatever, bro. This is why confidence is so important in yourself, ladies and gentlemen. When you have the confidence, you don't need to be loved. You love yourself. And you don't give a fuck because you know your power, you know your worth, you know who you are, and you don't need to chase people. And that's why I say when you start growing and evolving, don't chase, you just attract. But don't get it twisted. You can also attract negativity and you can also attract people that are energy vampires that just want to take your energy. So you still have to learn. And you do, because when you love yourself, respect yourself, and know how to treat yourself, you also teach other people how to treat you. And when you have that self-respect and self-worth, you don't tolerate bullshit. So if someone comes into your life and you attract something that's unhealthy, you'll pick up on it. You'll see the red flags and you go, fuck off. See you later. That's not my vibe. You know, your vibe attracts your tribe, and you learn that when you grow and evolve into the powerful person that you're becoming. Anyway, guys, I got to get to an appointment. It's been amazing to spend some time with you. I hope that you're doing amazing. Keep going. Never give up on yourself. I can't wait to work with you. I can't wait to continue to help you. I can't wait to continue to show up on the podcast and spread more positive energy out there. If you are someone who's ready for transformation, you want to do the work, you've had enough, and you're sick and tired of feeling depressed and having panic attacks, not loving yourself, not living your freaking best life, not living in your purpose, you want to really go and surround yourself with a like-minded community of people who are taking action, living their best life, you want to work with me every single freaking week and my team and change your life completely. Because remember, if you start this journey, okay, there's no going back. Like, you reaching out to me right now, okay, is you saying, Luke, I'm ready for massive transformation. Because I don't do bullshit, okay? If you want to grow and you want to completely change your life, you're basically saying, okay, from today onwards, that's it, I'm growing. I'm never going to be the same person again. If you want to change your whole life, you got to let go of the person that you've always been in order to become someone you've never been before. You know, and that is scary. And I think one of my team was saying, you know, I asked one of our clients, you know, what do you fear? And it was like, the fear of change. Because we're so conditioned, you know, comfort zone is what's familiar. And what's familiar is easy, but it's also shit because nothing changes, you know. So this is where you say, hey, I'm ready for transformation. All you need to do, guys, is send me a direct message on Instagram. Write the word numbers 2222. They are my power numbers. You're going to get a message, connect with my team, and we'll help you from there. Okay. Sending you so much love. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace out.